We are beginning Siman Pei Zion here in Yoredeya. Last time we gave some introductory ha'aros, and just to review them briefly, the first thing we spoke about was the geder of the Isser of Basar B'chalav, whether or not that is a new Isser Atzmi, or it's just the confluence, the combination of those two, with the explanation of Rav Chaim Halevi, understanding the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ravid, with several Nafkaminas focusing on this idea of Basar B'chalav being an independent new Isser. We spoke then about the Isser Hana, which we'll come back a little bit to today, and then we spoke about the relationship between Bishul on Shabbos and Bishul on Basar B'chalav, and the different ways of looking at Bishul. Bishul versus Bliya, and Bishul versus Derech Bishul, which is where we're going to start. Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Kosev b'tor lo sevashel kediba chalev imo shalosh ba'amim echel le'isr bishol ve'echel le'isr achila ve'echel le'isr hana." So we saw the Gemara in Chulin had several different options of how to learn this concept that there are three different isurim, achila, bishol, and hana, and this is the Gemara's conclusion. Excuse me, this is the Shulchan Aruch's conclusion from that Gemara of the different approaches in the Gemara. V'hotzi achila b'lashon bishol lomar she'einu asur min ha'Torah ela derech bishol avo midrabanan asur b'chol inyan. So midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat any basar b'chalav mixed together, and as we'll see, there's going to be a harchaka that's in place between eating meat and then eating milk. But min ha'Torah, it's only if it's derech bishol. And then the Rama adds here in the parentheses adds, kol basar, might not be the Rama, kol basar b'chalav she'inu asa min ha'Torah, mutar bahana. So this is against the Maharshal, but the accepted opinion seems to be this point, that if it's not derech bishol, if it's not a real basar b'chalav min ha'Torah, so then it's going to be mutar bahana. So what constitutes bishol for the purpose of Derech Bishol Basar B'chalav? So if you look in Gemara, in the Sanhedrin, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara there is discussing the Machlokas about Yesh Eim LaMikra and Yesh Eim LaMasoris. Sanhedrin is Dalet Amud Beis. So there, the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika Amar Kro Lo Sivashel Gedi Derech Bishol Asra Torah. Los Vashel Gedi Derech Bishol Asra Torah. So what does that mean? Rashi says Derech Bishol Cholov Tzolul Kamayim Viika Bishol Aval Chelev Eino Bishol Ela Tigun. That's Rashi. Tosfos first quotes Rashi, and then he says,
"So what does it mean? Chol tzolo kamayim? That means what? That the milk is so clear now?
The milk is
not clear,
liquidy. If it's not liquidy, if it's not chalav, it's chalev. Mm-hmm. So then that's not bishul; it's tigun. That's frying. If you take fat, fat is the congealed, coagulated substance, mm-hmm. and you put it in a pan and you cook it with meat. So then that's not cooking; that's frying." That's tigun. Cooking, you get the impression from this Rashi, is a solid in a liquid. Bishul, when we say bishul, it means specifically with a liquid. Masher Inkein, if you're using another solid, at least even if it's coagulated, but certainly if it's a real solid, no, if you're using another solid, that's not bishul. If I take two solids, if I take basar and chelev, two solids, and I cook them together, so Rashi says that's not derech bishul.
So and chilev and chalav also, because that's two. I'm sorry. Chilev is a solid.
Chilev is solid. Chalav is liquid.
Okay.
So Rashi says, los vashel gadi is derech bishul asra Torah. The context here is Eim L'Mikra versus Eim L'Masoris, when it could be read in different ways. But Tosfos, one second. But Tosfos gives a second suggestion, because he says, he wonders, v'haydekar litzli kedar bishol in pesachim, shayni hasn b'chsiv v'vasham avushim b'kol makam. V'yesh mefarshim, derech bishol asr Torah, to below bishol shari, v'ayde bishol asr, la'afuke chelev, why, to belav hachi asr. And then Tosa says that's difficult, because chelev and mesa asrina, the Gemara says, we saw in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, l'man darmi yisrachal isr, lo tzricha krav. But the point is that according to the second day in Tosfos, this Gemara does not tell you that Bishul Basu B'Cholov requires a liquid. It's just telling you something else, that the Isser is created through the cooking. So, according to Rashi, the only way to create Basu B'Cholov min HaTorah is to have a solid and a liquid. Cooking means cooking with a liquid. And this is what's discussed in that Gemara Pesachim about whether or not Tzli Kedar counts as Bishul or not Bishul. Right? Because Tzli Kedar is when you put a piece of meat in a pot, so it's cooking within its own juices. So is that a violation of Bashal Mavushal? Or no, since you didn't put another liquid in, that's not a problem of Bashal Mavushal for purposes of Karban Pesach. But the main point here is that, according to Rashi, what is the definition of bishul for basar b'chalav? It's cooking with a liquid medium. Whereas according to the second day in Tosus, that's not muchrach. And this is why we have two deos as to whether or not tigun, what Rashi quotes, is a violation of basar b'chalav daraisa. If I take a piece of cheese and I take or some other milchig, butter, and I put meat with it and I fry it in a frying pan. So that's why we see here that's a discussion both in Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim in his Hakdama. So Tigun is frying, which brings us to the next case, which is Tzli itself.
Why is Tigun not considered Bishul?
That's the question. The question that the Achronim are trying to figure out is whether or not Tigun is Bishul. And Lekor, it depends on how you read this Gemara of Derech Bishul Asr Torah. If Rashi says that Derech Bishul Asr Torah means you need a liquid medium, then a piece of cheese and a piece of meat put together in a frying pan, that's not Bishul.
So frying pan is lav dafka. If you put them in an oven, a piece of cheese on a piece of meat, there's no Bishul.
Same thing, exactly.
What are the opinions again? It says what?
So it's two deos here. If you look, Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes this discussion in Aleph. We're going to get to his comment in a second. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes it in Gimel. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes this Pri Chodesh about Tigun, but the Rabbi Akiva Eger is focusing on the second half of it, which is the Isra of Tzli. So Tzli and Tigun are very closely related.
According to the day that the Hagdar Bishul is not necessarily require liquid.
Yes.
So then Lechora Tzli would also be Torah.
Minatora, exactly. What we're saying is these two deos are totally in this.
Right. When it comes to Tigun, you also have like a little quirk, which, and I don't remember if people say this explicitly or not, but you also have the little quirk of just, is there a hagdara of how much liquid is necessary? Right, Mashenkin Sli, where it's all.
So one second. So that's, I was just going to make that ha'ara. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Os Yud says, well, you should know that Tigun is even better than Sli. Because in the case of Tigun, at least you're cooking, it sounds like there's a little bit more liquid, or you're cooking in a pan, so there's more liquid there. It's not using a liquid medium, but there is more moisture there, as opposed to Sli, which sounds like there's totally dry heat, especially in the original case of Sli. If you imagine Sli on a spit, there all the liquid drips down off of your mixture and gets burned up in the fire. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that Tigun is even better than Sli, and we see that the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes two deos from the Pri Chadash. And when it comes to Tzli itself, we have two deos here in Rabbi Akiva Eger. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Yud Aleph says, Me'ikar Adin, Tzli is not included in Bishul. So that's important to keep in mind. What's that?
The tikkun is like a subject.
I think tikkun also would be included in that me'ikar din psak, that it's not included. So that's talking about where you actually have a direct heat source. What about cham l'toch cham? So here Rabbi Kiva Eiger also has two deos. And the Pisrei Tshuva in Gimel, Lamaisa is Mekel in a case of cham l'toch cham. Because there, you don't actually have a heat source at all coming from the original Eish. Now there are those who point out that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there are some based on Yerushalmi who think that if you have a Kli Rishon that's not still on the fire, that's not Mevashel Min HaTorah. But it seems that the Haskamas of Poskim is that if you have a Kli Rishon, I think first of all, for purposes of Shabbos, we generally assume that it is Bishal on Shabbos, even if it's not Al-Gabi Eish, and for Basel B'Chalov also, even if it's not Al-Gabi Eish.
So what was the last Osam Pisket Yuvah?
That's the same Gimel. So you have Derech Bishal Osar Torah through a liquid medium, you have Tigun and Sli, which we said two deos, and then also two deos when it comes to Cham L'Toh Cham, with the prima with the Pisket Yuvah being Mekel on Cham L'Toh Cham. And now down to the lower categories, the Gemara says in Pesachim and Dalam and Beis, this Gemara that we've quoted many times, that Bishol of Basel B'chalav is a Chiddush. Why? Because Torle Kol Yama B'chalba, if you would soak it all day, 24 hours in Chalav, it wouldn't be Aser. So what does this tell us? So here the Shach says in Sifkat and Aleph that Kavash and Maliach is not Derech Bishol. Right, because it's Aser Ba'achila anyway. The Nafkamina is L'Gabe Hano, whether or not these things are Basar B'chol Daraisa. The other Nafkamina would be, let's say, we mentioned last time, about reheating them. So if you have Basar that had been, let's say, if you have Basar that had been fried with Chalav, what about cooking that Basar now with liquid milk? What would you say? Exactly. So if you are Mekel on the Bishal Achar Bishal side, you still may be Machmer here because Al Atzad, that Tigun is not Bishal Daraisa, now is going to be your first Bishal Daraisa. That would be the other Nafkamina. That's what they say the same thing about. If you have, I think Rabbi Kivega quotes that from the Mordechai, if you have the meat soaking with the milk, well now if you cook it, even though it had become Asr already, you're going to be violating the Isra Bishol. Okay.
It's going to be Isra Daraisa to eat it?
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's not going to be Isra Daraisa to eat it. On Yaakov's point,
yes.
Right? Meaning when I fry Basar B'chalav according to the Isra Bishol,
yes.
There's no Isra Bishol, there's no Isra Hana.
Correct.
So there's no Isra Daraisa.
Right, but Midra Bonan it's also. Okay. Okay. So now I want to skip ahead for one more example of this to Vav, where in the Shulchan Aruch he quotes Hamu'ushan v'hamavashal b'chamei Tveria ein lokin olav. So why not? So this is an ibay the lo ifshita in the Yerushalmi in Nidarim in Vav Perak Vav Halacha Aleph. The Rambam paskins that it's an ibaydul ifshita, and therefore it's not going to be a lokin olav. But what that does is it opens up the question for, well, what do you mean when you say ma'ushan? So we say that ma'ushan, it's asr, it's an ibaydul ifshita. There, the ibaydul ifshita is pertinent for basar b'chalav, for Shabbos, also for bishal akum. So there is an awesome sefer on bishal akum, and I xerox a bunch of these Makoras that I'll quote if you want to copy them. There's a sefer, I forget the author, I think his name is Rabbi Goldschmidt, I think he's from South Africa, it's called Bishal Yisrael. When we learned Bishal Akum, Rabbi Willig recommended this sefer, and I was able to get it from the Skokie Library, from the YU Library, through interlibrary loan, because I could not get anybody to buy it. I called a couple of different farm stores, they couldn't order it. The sefer is called Bishal Yisrael. Rabbi Willig said it's a terrific sefer, and it is a terrific, terrific sefer on the laws of Bishal Akum. So he has a few chapters related to this issue, because we mentioned that the Suffolk in the Yerushalmi is also pertinent to Bishal Akum. So we are makel.
Did you copy the book?
No. We are, it's like 600 pages. We are makel when it comes to Me'ishan for Bishal Akum. But when we say Me'ushan, what do we mean? Do we mean hot smoke or a cold smoke?
Like on ice?
Meaning, you can take a piece of salmon and you can cure it through smoking it using hot smoke, or you can also smoke salmon using a cold smoke. So when we say Me'ushan doesn't create Bishal Basar B'Chalav, what do we mean by that? Do we only mean a cold smoke? But if you had a hot smoke, that would create Basar B'Chalav, or no? So the Prisha here in Os Tes, in his comments on the tour, says that what we're talking about is a hot smoke. And so even hot smoke...
Isn't that like Mustaver from Chametiri?
So it could be that those are two different reasons. It could be that they're both excluded. The suffix of the Yerushalmi could be when it comes to, let's say like this. When it comes to smoke, how are you transforming the meat? Part of the Chiddush is that the smoking itself cures and transforms, accomplishes some kind of Bishul-esque type of accomplishment. So it could be that you're looking at two parallel things. There's Chametz Tveria, which is using the heat from Gehenna, from beneath the earth, whatever that heat is, that's not a normal fire, to accomplish your transformed Meichel. And so too, when it comes to Me'ushan, it could be that maybe you had Avmir, it was a cold smoke, but a hot smoke would be that's the product of real fire, unlike Chametz Tveria, which is not the product of an actual fire. It's not Bishul Ba'esh.
The Yibayit L'Ishita in the Yerushalmi is referring to whether or not it's a cold smoke?
No, no. The Yibayit, it just says Me'ushan. I'll read it for you.
Those fishes and tests, the Yerushalmi... I think
also, Mevoshel b'chametz tveria means what? That you're cooking it in the hot waters of
Tveria? In the hot springs of Tveria that come up from the earth. Because that doesn't...
Hot?
Well, it doesn't have a heat source. It doesn't have ish. Here we go. Yerushalmi is in the Darim.
There's one.
It's Vav Aleph. I'll give you the page. It's on page Chaf in the old editions of the Yerushalmi. The reason it comes up in the Dharma is it starts Hanodr min ha-mevushal mao she'e mutr min ha-me'ushan mao she'e mutr b'metugan mao she'e mutr b'tavshal shenis bashal ba mei Tveria. The Gemara quotes Rabbanan de Kisrin shalun me'ushan mao she'e bo mishum bishule goyim mao she'e bo mishum tavshule shabbos mao she'e bo mishum Basar B'Chalav, and Maush Yitavala Maestros. And that's how it leaves it. So this is the suffix, the Rabbanan de Kisri. So some Achronim point out that there is a Gemara Shabbos that sounds like it's a Machriya, but the Rambam is not Machriya.
You know where that one is? Because the Gemara just quotes it as Parag 9. I don't know where it actually is.
What?
The Gemara Shabbos for Yerushalmi that says it is a problem. So the Gemara just quotes it as 9. Parag 9.
Yeah, I think the Gemara mentions Tzli B'Feirish.
Well, put Mushan in.
So, according to the Prisha, that means that not only is cold smoke, but even hot smoke is also not called real bishul for Basar B'Chalav. But this brings us to the next question, which is steam. What is ishun? Ishun is smoke. So how does smoke affect the meat? It somehow changes the chemical makeup that it cures and transforms the meat. But what about if you just use steam, live, hot steam? So there are two ways that this could be. One is called a live steam injection, and then the other one is through a steam jacket.
Which is how they cook most things now.
Ah. So most things are not cooked through live steam, but here too you could have the same question. Let's say you have a pot, and you have Basar B'Chalav in the pot, and you inject steam, meaning there's a boiler, and there's a pot that's coming from the... There's a pot that's sitting on the boiler that's heating up water. The steam is coming out of the hot water and it's being injected directly to the into the food. You take the steam and you inject it into the food. So here in the Sefer Bishul Yisrael in Simen Yud Aleph, he quotes from some Achronim in the context of Bishul Akum, who compare steam to smoke. Mali hevel ish, mali hevel mayim. However, he quotes other Achronim who disagree. And then, in the next chapter, he discusses the steam jacket. And the steam jacket is the most, apparently, it's the most common way of industrial cooking, because this way you don't have to light a fire underneath every pot in your, you know, industrial plant. You have one boiler, and the boiler is going to pipe the steam throughout the plant, and the plant has different giant, enormous kettles, and these kettles are surrounded by a thin jacket, and that jacket is filled with steam.
Yeah, well,
so,
it saves
what's that?
It saves a lot of money.
It saves them a lot of money. Yeah. So, here, he is more machmir in terms of sounding more like Derech Bishul, but Ayin Shem in Simen Yud Beis, where he says, even if you were going to be makel on the live steam directly onto the food for purposes of Bishul Akum, it would be more machmir when it comes to the steam jacket. Yes. Well, it could be, well, certainly the one of the chilukim, which we'll get to in a minute with Rav Moshe, is the manner of cooking, that it's normal to cook. It's much more normal to cook with a steam jacket. The other thing, though,
so
that he points out... Yeah, the other thing that he points out, or someone points out, is that sometimes some of these cases are, for purpose of Bishul Akum, are involving a grumma, which is just interesting on a side note. But the reason I raised it is because when you think about Me'ushan being a hot smoke and a cold smoke, you also have to think about Edim, about steam, and whether or not creates Bishul Bas B'chol Daraisa or not. So this brings us to the next case, which we mentioned last time in passing, Rav Moshe's opinion about microwaves. So that was, we mentioned last time, it was Orach Chaim. I think that was it. I thought I wrote it down. Here it is. Orach Chaim Gimel Simen Nun Beis, where Rav Moshe, for purposes of Hilchos Shabbos, thinks that Bishul in a microwave does constitute full-blown Bishul, so it would stand to reason that for Basu B'chalav, we would certainly consider it normal Derech Bishul, because the whole discussion there is based on the idea that Bishul B'chama is not normal, so perhaps you should say that when it comes to Bishul of Bas B'chalav, so microwave is also considered normal. In contrast, there is an article from Rav Scheinberg, Zichrono Livracha, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, that was published in Moria. I have it in front of me. It's Kislev Tav Shinun Hei. This I got, Rav Miller mentioned it, so I was able to get it on Otzar Chachma. Bedine Achilas Perushvias Shederech Achilason Bekavush O Ayedei Darki Bishol HaChadashim. Rav Scheinberg in Moria in Shana Chaf Gilyon Aleph and Beis in the section on Halacha Minog wants to know about Achilas Perushvias that are cooked in a microwave. We know that there is a din. The Gemara tells us that Perushvias is La'achlov Lo Lehefsid. You're only allowed to eat Perushvias in the normal way of eating them. But you can't use them in some unnatural way. So he wonders, what about cooking in a microwave? Does cooking in a microwave constitute normal Derech Bishul for Perushvias? So by the by, he has a whole discussion about cooking in a microwave. So he has a whole discussion about cooking in a microwave for purposes of Hilchos Shabbos. And his conclusion of that is that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos and Bas B'chalav and Korban Pesach, microwaves are not considered Bishul Midaraisa, only Midrabanan.
It has to be cooked like a normal way, or is it eaten like a normal way?
Cooked in a normal way. Meaning, if you do something to it one of the questions that comes up in Perishvias is about juicing them, is making them into juice, lahefsid. You can't take, let's say, something that's supposed to be normally cooked and utilize it in some other fashion. So maybe microwaving it, that's not normal. Yeah?
Is he quote, or, I mean, contemporaries, is this similar in the Lampasas of Shom Zaman, or?
He doesn't quote him, I don't believe. But he discusses here the different aspects of what constitutes Bishul for purposes of Shabbos.
So how does he directly respond? I mean, not directly, but how is he responding to the argument that Rav Moshe made that, like, it's now normal? So he says, is it Kavua from the Gemara, or what's the...
So he discusses two different ideas. You can have something which is the Derech Bishul, but it still doesn't create the same result as something which is normally cooked, versus you can have something which is Derech Bishul and also create something which is Mevushal at the same time. His suggestion actually is that Kavush is the Derech Bishul, but despite the fact that it's Derech Bishul, it doesn't achieve the same product, the same result, as something which is Mevushal Aydei Ha'ur. Ein Sham. Take a look. I have it here. You can Xerox copy. So now we've talked about different... What's that?
Tav Shin Nun
Hei. So, yeah.
So the question, I mean, it's also like... This also comes with the Shabbos, like the chemical cooking that goes on. So that, with that, so that, I guess, taught the same machlokas? The rest of the call?
It might be, although in that case, I doubt that you even have the derech. Even Rav Moshe, I think, would agree that that's not called normal derech of cooking by releasing the chemicals. Right? The chiddush of Rav Moshe is that today everybody cooks in the microwave. That's totally normal. But it's a good hara. Okay, so we talked about bishul, tigun, tzli, kavush, mevushal, meushan, steam, and microwave. One other ha'ara in this, take a look in the Darkei Tshuva, I forget which os it was, he quotes from Shlomo Kluger a fascinating idea, which he rejects, but an interesting idea. Let's say you have a fire, and above the fire you have suspended a pot with basar b'chalav on it. Is that called bishul basar b'chalav? Or, next to it, let's say I have a burner on my oven, and next to the burner, he doesn't discuss this case, but similar case. So apparently, he quotes from Shlomo Kluger, who says that if your pot is more than 3 tefachim above the fire, the heat source, that's not called bishul basar b'chalav. So he brings a raya. He brings a raya, and the Darkei Tshuva disagrees. The reason I bring this Darkei Tshuva is because his point is to say, look, as long as your pot is in a place where the food is going to get heated up for basar b'chalav to a point of yad soledes, so then it doesn't matter how far away it is. And he rejects the raya, ein sham.
It's a Darkei Tshuva, like,
because what he's saying is, as long as you're close enough to the heat source that you're going to cook your food, that's bishul basar b'chalav.
So then, but he wouldn't apply that to all the other different types of...
No, I'm just saying another aspect of this and thinking about how you're cooking your food is, you know, where it is vis-a-vis the heat source.
Doesn't that trump job as well? When you're covering water, I can't stand too close to the fire, but it's
right.
Why is that
there?
So that's the thing. When it comes to the Shabbos, you may not require the same threshold of derech bishul that you require here. Oh. So now, one more point in terms of the measurements of bishul, well, how cooked does it have to be? So here, the Prichadosh says that it's got to be kamachol ben drusoi, but the Prichadosh, this is also quoted by the Achronim on the page, but they quote from Rashi here in Chulin on Kuf Chesed Beis that the Gemara says kol sha'acher mochlen oso. So Rashi's lashon. The Let's see. I get the Dibra Maskel here. Hold on. Acherim is the Dibra Maskel. Ovde Kochavim Kolomar Shinizbash Al Kol Tzarko.
How many people say this? You mean the same thing? Yeah. Who said yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't see. I saw Acherim. The Acherim I saw set it up as a Machlokes. Okay. The Prima Gadim sets it up in his Psicha, sets it up in Hagdam as a Machlokes. But the Prima Gadim says, well, these things are only discussions for purposes of Malkus. But for the Iser to take place, that takes place instantaneously. This is the Prima Gadim in his Hagdama. So these Shiurim, the question of whether it's Machlokes Drusai or Kol Tzarko, that's going to be only for purposes of Malkus. But for the creation of Basim B'Chalav, it's going to be instantaneous.
That's true also by Shabbos?
No.
Right. And so, I mean, going back to this before, if you think that there is a conceptual equivalent.
So that's exactly. So we mentioned this last time that you have to figure out, is there a parallel? And this is one of the questions, is there a parallel between Shabbos and Basim B'Chalav? So this would be a distinction. And the other Nafka Mina was the Bishal Achar Bishal, which we could talk about now. If you look, the Darki Tshuva here in Dalid quotes from Rav Yaakov Emden, and others have the same suffix about whether or not there is a prohibition of an Isser Bishal Achar Bishal on Basim B'Chalav. So last week we wondered if this has to do with whether or not it's about creating a new entity or just the reheating of it. So the conclusion of the Darki Tshuva. It could be related to that. Although, in this case, it's not related to Darkei Bishul in the way that we've been speaking about until now. Until now, we spoke about the word derech as the manner in which it's cooked. Is that a manner of Bishul? Now, we're saying a little bit differently. We're saying that is recreating a mixture of Basar B'Chalav through cooking by reheating it, is that a problem, since you are cooking basar with chalav? Or no, since you've already created basar with chalav, so recreating, reheating it, it's not a problem in the maisa. So the nitiya of the Darki Tshuva in Dalid is lahachmir, to say that it's not similar to Shabbos, although he quotes two different opinions. If you look in the Prima Gadim in Sifsei Das here in Yud Ches, he says that when it comes to balua bekli, that's not Bishol Basar B'Chalav. So there's a difference according to the Pri Chadash between Bishol Achar Bishol, which he suggests there would be, versus reheating that which is Balu on a Kli. There you would not have Bishol Achar Bishol. So this question is summarized in a Shaila Rav Avanya has in the Yabia Omer in Chelek Zayin Yoredeya Simen Hay. Rav Avadu is asked, and apparently he quotes others who were asked about this as well later, the Dovid Meisharim and the Har Tzvi related similar shailas. Adam Yerei Shemaim She'ovid B'ma'abada Chimit, a person who is religious and observant, who works in a chemical lab, Ha'imutar lo livdok chema she'totzeret schul, can he check butter, which is a product of Chutz Laretz, im yesh bo ta'aruves shuma min achai, does it have an ingredient from a fat from a live animal? Yesh locha shuma vashel basar b'chalav, if it does. So you have butter, which may have basar b'chalav. Can you check it? How do you check it? By heating it up. So even if it's nevela, we said that there is an iser bishul. Right, the Rambam's Nekuda Nefla about Chelev and Nevela was only vis-a-vis the Yisr Hana. But we'll get to that in a little bit. V'chein, says Ravadya, bebedikas chocolate, shokolada, shema yesh bo taruves, mi basa v'chalav, v'nimtza shumavasha, o basa v'chalav. So what would you say? So Ravadya says, this is totally on our Shaila, about whether or not there's Bishal Achar Bishal in Basar B'Chalav. Because it's already been cooked once. It just cooled down. So he quotes tons of Achronim. At the end, he quotes the Chabiner from the Dovid Meisharim, who has an interesting suggestion, who says, Yesh letzadid heter al pi mashakas of maranakes a mishnah. This is just a side ha'ara, which is interesting. It's not really on our bishul archabishul question, which is, well, the Kesem Mishnah thinks that the iser on the iser of malchus, why do you get malchus on achilas basa b'chalav ein onshin min hadin? He says lo asra torah bishul basa b'chalav ela kadesh yavo lo yavo lechol, etc. The Kesem Mishnah thinks, and this is in Perek Aleph. Let me get it. Here it is. It's in Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. Ubebaser b'chalav, ubaser b'chalav, mikaven she'aser bishulo havi b'chalal lo sochal kol toeva, kol she'tiyabdi l'cha, harehu b'chalal ba'al tochal. Inami, demash mashalo asra toro levashal ela kadesha lo yavo lechol. So what the Kesem Mishnah is saying is that the Iser Bishul is just a, I want to say a siyag d'oraisa and put words in his mouth, but it's just a consideration, something, a harchaka against not eating it. So obviously, eating it is prohibited. So now, based on this, the Chabiner says, well, if the whole problem of basar b'chalav, of bishul basar b'chalav, is so that you might come to eat it, well, in this case, that your only kavana is to test it out in the laboratory, there's no chashash that you're going to eat it, it should be mutter. So this, Rav Avadya takes issue with. He says, first of all, he says, I don't know why the Chabiner didn't quote the issue of basar, of bishul achar bishul. The real shaila is bishul achar bishul. And the second thing is, he is upset about this Kesem Mishnah. Is the Kesem Mishnah really correct? He goes back and forth. Is the whole Iser Basar B'chalav really just Atu Achila? So he concludes, either way, then he quotes Rav Yosef Engel on this question about whether or not it's just a Hechitimtza. Nidon Didon, what does he say? He quotes the Tshuvas Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who quotes Bedin Bishul Achar Bishul, and then the Dovim Meisharim, and then the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank argues on that point from the Kesem Mishnah. At the end, he quotes another Shalos and Tshuvas. Quotes Teichemet Vridon Didan Shiyesh Siruf Nosaf Dehavalei Tigun Nira Ikar Lahakal Bezel Lahat Rabadika Vafilu B'Shakalet. So says Rav Avadya, Me'ikra Din, we could say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul when it comes to Basar B'chalav, and you could be Mitzarif the fact that it's not through a liquid medium, it's through Tikun. It's Yabia Omer Zion Hey in Yerudeo. So that's in terms of Bishul Achar Bishul and Bishul B'Bolua. Let's move on.
The second time around is Tikkun, or the first time around is Tikkun?
I assume he means both, because it's a solid substance. So now let's move on. So far we talked mostly about the Isra Achila, the Isra Bishul, and the Isra Hana, and we talked about it in the context of Derech Bishul Asr Torah. But this Isra Achila is unique in the fact that the Gemara Pesachim Chavdal Chavhei says that you are in violation even if it's Shelo Kederach Hana'aso. So we pointed out last time that according to the Chavis Das, against the crazy place, the Chavis Das says, but that does not mean that the din of nosin tam lefgam does not apply. Let's say you have a basa b'chalav, and you drop this basa b'chalav mixture in your dessert. And so this basa b'chalav, you have this cheeseburger mixture that you dropped into your peach cobbler. Everybody agrees that cheeseburger is nosin tam lefgam in peach cobbler. So says the Chavis Das, in that case, it doesn't asa your peach cobbler, because no Saint Tom Levgam, that's learned from Nevela Shein Ruliger, that has nothing to do with the din of the Gemara Msachim of Shalok Kederach Hanayoso. And the other Ha'ara, which is made here by the Darkei Tshuva in Osei, is that this is all true if the Basar B'chalav was already created. But if the Basar was Pagum before it met the Chalav, and vice versa, then you also do not say that Basar B'chalav was created here. So this is Nafkamina. Sometimes we have, for our dishwasher Shilas, when you have Basar that's mixed with soap in the same cycle with the Chalavi dishes, or vice versa, so you don't say, well, the Rambam said that if you drank chalev, if you drank basar b'chalav, that irav bo dvarim hamarim, that if you put soap in it, it's still asur to eat it. No, in this case, the soap is getting involved before, that's creating the tam pagam, before the basar meets the chalav. And in that case, according to the Chavis Das, I'm sorry, even not the Chavis Das, the Darkei Tshuva says, in that case, everybody will agree that you don't have basar b'chalav. And the last isser here is... And the last ha'ara we have here, which is the Isser Hana, so we mentioned this the last time, that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos does not count a separate Isser on Hana from Basar B'chalav, and even though there are some who disagree, the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah that we mentioned points out that for the Rambam you don't get Malkus on the Isser Hana, and he suggests, quotes, although he rejects it, he suggests based on some that maybe it's learned from the Kal V'chomer that we saw in the Gemara. But this Isser is Isser Hana is slightly different than your average Isser Hana. How so? So this is going to be the Nekuda Nefla. Maybe we'll hold off on that just for 1 minute, which we'll get to in a minute. So Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Gediz lav dafka duat in shor se ve'ez loshna b'chalev im, loshna b'chalev acheres, el shadibra hakasa b'hoves. The Gemara had, we saw different drushals to include the Rachel, etc. And now, Gimel, einu noig ele b'besar behema tahora, b'chalev behema tahora. Avol besar tahora b'chalev temeo, o besar temeo b'chalev tahora, mutar b'bishol v'hana. So this is where the Rambam's Nekuda Nefla comes up, because the Dagon Merivava quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva wants to know, what about Nevela and Chelev? Is it Loke on Achilaso?
What was in Pesachei Tshuva?
This is in Vav in the Pesachei Tshuva. So the Rambam taught us, and you get this Beferish of the Rambam in the third Perek and the Pirush HaMishnayis in Krisus, Pirush HaMishnayis of the Rambam in Krisus and Perek Gimel. But if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, you really get this impression from the Rambam, the way that he formulates the Isser Achila. It's that the Isser Hana'a is Noveya from the Isser Achila. Sometimes you have an Isser Hana'a, like Kalah HaKerem, that's an independent Isser Hana'a. So that Isser Hana'a is Kolel more than just an original Isser Achila. You now introduce an added component of an Isser Hana'a. But according to the Rambam, the Isser Hana'a here is derived from the Isser Achila. The way that he says in the Sefer HaMitzvos is that the reason why he gave you only an Isser, a mitzvah, not to eat Basar B'chalav, because that's the primary avenue of Hana. So Hana, in a certain sense, is subsumed under the Isser Achila. So if you don't have the Isser Achila to be Chal, and that's the primary directive, so then the Isser Hana is going to fall away. So when the Shulchan Aruch says it's only noeg b'basar behema tahora with chalev behema tahora, but not besar tahora with chalev tamea, or besar tamea b'chalev tahora, that's because in those cases the Isser Hana really is different than the case of, excuse me, that's because there is no, there is a pre-existing iser. But in the case of, and in the case of Basar Behema Torah and Bechalei Behema Torah, the same thing will be true. The Rambam will say there is not going to be an added iser hana because the chelev or the nevela is already pre-existing. But then, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes others, many others, who disagree with this chiddush of the Rambam, and they say, no, there's also an added iser hana when it comes to nevela and chelev. Ein Sham in the Pesachei Tshuva and Vav, and the I think the Hakdam of the Prima Gadam also discussed this at length. Okay, so it's only no egg with cow meat and cow milk and not horse meat or horse milk. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Ubisar chaya va'of, afilu b'chol of tahora, mutar b'bishul u'bahana, va'af b'achila inu asar, elami drabanan. Besar chayav ha'of, so we saw in the Mishnah in Kol HaBasar that this is a machlokes tanoim, and we paskin that besar chayav ha'of doesn't constitute chalev aim, and therefore it's mutter bebishul ubahana, and it's only asur midrabanan to eat it. So here, just one comment from the Shach. The Shach says in Gimel, he says, when we talk about that there is no iser of basa b'chalav on horse meat with cow milk, that means there's no iser basa b'chalav at all. Even though he quotes the Bach who thought that the Torah meant that there was, we say no, there's no din of basa b'chalav. If you have horse meat and you cook it with milk, what iser do you have in front of you? Only the iser of horse. There is no basa b'chalav. L'may nafkamina. So the nafkamina is, let's say for Hanan, the milk that was cooked with the horse meat, that's Chanan B'Shari Surim. So that's subject to the old Machlokes Rishon about Chanan B'Shari Surim. So too, Chaticha Ruli Eskabed. Let's say you have a piece of cheese that was cooked together with horse meat, and you assume that Tigun is Daraisa. So then does that cheese now have the din of Basa B'Chalav? The answer is no. Midrabanan, it is according to the Shach, even Midrabanan doesn't have a chefza, shem chefza basa b'chalav, so the cheese would be considered asr machmas davar acher and wouldn't have the din of chaticha ule eskabed or those other isurim that are only asr machmas atzmo.
You see it from the chicken.
What's that?
It's in the corner of the chicken and chayav would be chaticha ule eskabed and chanan.
Those are mutter, even bishul and bahana.
I mean, you're just saying when it comes to the horse meat.
The Shach says when it comes to the horse meat with milk, that doesn't create even midrabanan a shein basa b'chalav. So here, the Shulchan Aruch adds one more line: Avol dogim v'chagavim ein behem iser afilu midrabanan. Even midrabanan, there's no iser of dogim v'chagavim together with milk. So this is where the Pesachei Tshuva has a discussion, and the Svardim or Machmir for this, we saw the Dark Emotion said we never heard this in Ashkenaz. Svardim or Machmir for milchigs with fish, in terms of the Ayin, and if you just in terms of Ashkenazim, so Aruch HaShulchan here in Oz Tesvav says we never heard of anybody, we're not machmer at all for fish with milk. Pesachei Tshuva here quotes maybe there's a difference between milk versus butter. That's in Tes, but Lamais for Ashkenazim it's mutter. For the topic of dogim with basar, take a look later in your day in Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. There, the Pesachei Tshuva actually has an important question as to whether or not there's bitul b'shishim when you have fish and meat, because perhaps you have to be more machmer because chamir sakanta meisura. That's not really our topic
today.
That was in Yoredeya Kuf Design, and there's also a Mar Bakum to an Orach Chaim as well. Where? Where?
I have it in my notes. Basically, apparently, like there are different Sfar communities that
have different traditions. Yeah. Okay.
So he says the maker. He says he's not maker, but yeah, the maker, the Sfar.
Okay.
What was the Simon Orachaim?
I don't remember where it was in Orachaim. I don't remember. Okay, so now the Rambam adds, and let's turn the page. Until now, we've dealt with Hilchos Basa B'Chalav. You ready to take like a mental break for a second and switch topics to Maris Ayin? Awesome topic. Love this topic. Says the Rambam, V'Noag Ulasos Chalav Mishkedim. There is a practice that people make almond milk. U'menichem ba'basar of hol ve'ino rakvi d'rabanan. Avo b'sar behema yesh laniach etzal ha'chalav shkedim mishum maris ha'ayin. But if you have b'sar behema with almond milk, you have to put shkedim next to the chalav. You don't actually have to put it inside. You put it next to the chalav. Why? Because there's a difference between maris ha'ayin on a din d'oraisa and maris ha'ayin on a din d'rabanan. From this Ramah, you get the impression that whenever you have an Isser Durabanan, you don't have to worry about Maris Ayin. And the Shachir in Sif Katan, Vav, is upset, and he disagrees. He quotes a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos about Behema Yotzi V'lo Bezug, Af Pishu Pok Mishun the Merzi Kamanda Ozo L'Chinga. And wait a second, that going to the marketplace, Mecha Chamemkar on Shabbos is only an Isser Derabanan. So you see, there's Maris Ayin on Isser Derabanan. So if you look, you can suggest two different answers. The first one appears here in the Pre-Chadash, and the Pre-Chadash says, look, you can't compare Gzeiros of Chazal. Some Gzeiros of Chazal did have a special Isser Maris Ayin, and those apply on a Derabanan, but others didn't. So just because you find one case where there's Maris Ayin on a Derabanan, you can't compare. That's number one. Also,
here.
Okay. Or the opposite. Generally speaking, there is none, and that's an exception to the case. However, you can give an alternative teretz from the Aruch HaShulchan in Oz Tes Zayin, who says, no, Shabbos is different. Because Shabbos is more machmer. We treat Shabbos like a doraisa, and that's why you're going to have this special chumrah.
It comes also in Zero this night today.
Oh. So the Darkei Tshuva here in Os Mem Hei quotes this Machlokas Achronim Lamaisa, and he's not really 100% Machria. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Nachom Lahachmir, it's proper to be Machmir for the Ramah, and that means to put Shkedim next to your Cholav, even if you are,
like the Shach.
I'm sorry, like the Shach. However, that was the Aruch HaShulchan says, Nachon LaHachmir. However, this, which is going to be very important in terms of practical things, how do we apply this in other areas of halacha, what does this mean for Bizman Hazeh, for margarine, for coffee creamer? Do you have to have a sign? Do you have to have a container? So there are other tzadim here to think about. The first one, I want to think about three. The first one is the Pesachim Tshuva, who quotes from the Tshuvas Nachlas Svi, which is the Chalos and Tshuvas that he wrote. His name was, I forget his last name, but he wrote his Tshuvas Svaram called Nachlas Svi. And in the Nachlas Svi, he says, yeah, the only Chumrah here is only in a big public setting, but in your house, you can be Mako. You don't need the almonds to put chicken with almond milk. That's the Pesachei Tshuva quoting the Nachlas Svi. It's in Yud. He says, "Mekamakam ein la'esol aniach b'sar ol pachal of shkedim b'lish aniach shkedim esol elam b'fnei aroim." It's in front of other people. So the question is, what are you talking about?
It doesn't. It sounds like loud after. It could be in your house, but just if you have guests over for the crowd.
How big
well,
are
they together? Kamo b'sudos gedolos avol b'veso mutter.
It's
a good question. So the problem is, doesn't the Gemara say beferish in the beginning of Beitza that any time you have an Isra of Marasayin, it's Asra Afilu B'Chadri Chadarim? So the answer to that is the Tosfos in Ksubas and Daf Samacham and Aleph Divra Maslam Mamachan. In that context, there it's actually talking about something else. There it's talking about. Moving something with your foot, like these barnacles, stepping on them with your foot. Mamachon, a bitzina. So, Tosfos wonders, Tosfos is Ksubas, Samacham, and Aleph, Tibra Maskil Mimachan. He wonders, what does it matter if it's Bitsina? So Tosa says, well, if it's an Issa to Rabbanan, there's no problem of Marasayim Bechadri Chadarim. So that's number one. And that is that there will be a difference when it comes to Marasayim, whether it's in a public setting, Seudos Gedolos, he says, versus. And some suggest that may be what the Ramah meant. Could be that the Shach understood the Ramah to say that categorically, but no, maybe the Ramah only meant, just like Tosfos says in Ksuvos, that if it's an Issur Drabanan and it's in your house, then it's okay. Ha'ara number two.
Does it have like a svara though? Or just not because it's an Issur?
Well, think about it. It's similar maybe to the next idea which appears in the Aruch HaShulchan of Trade Drabanan. So Rav Schechter points out that sometimes you say, oh, Xera l'Xera, you don't put two drabanas together, and sometimes you say, oh, trade drabana, you put them together. You don't just say, oh, it's two drabanas. But the Aruch HaShulchan here says, when you're talking about, and it's I guess in Svara, it's what you're saying, Mir Simcha, the whole Isser of Maris Ayin, that's only an Isser, it's a Harchaka, it's only a concern, me drabanan anyway. And to put the Maris Ayin, well, I shouldn't say that.
Marasayim. They don't care what you're doing. They don't care if it's an Isser Derabanan or Issa. They see you do something that's questionable.
Right. So the point is that to add to that, Chadri Chadarim, if what you're doing in the first place is only an Isser Derabanan, and to concern yourself with Chadri Chadarim, which is only an added stringency, so then perhaps that's why they weren't machmir on an Isser Derabanan when it's B'Chadri Chadarim. So the Aruch HaShulchan here adds that as another thing to consider, that if it's a trade Derabanan, you know who quotes this? That's Aruch HaShulchan, I don't remember which Os it was. This is quoted, this Trei Drabanan is quoted by Rav Ovadia in a tshuva in the Chavadas, I forget where it is, I looked it up, where he's discussing erasing, for those who remember, cassette tapes with shiurim or with the Shem Havaya on them. So in that context, he's saying, what about, is there a problem of Maris Ayin erasing the tape? So he's talking about B'chadri Chadarim and a trade to Rabbanan. He just, by the by, mentions this trade Rabbanan, Svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. But there is a third Ha'ara. There is, what's that?
There's a push he uses the Gabe Shabbos clocks in second day after 3 days.
I don't remember. I don't know. But the third Ha'ara here appears in the Kresi Uplesi, both in the Kresi and Plesi, both in Osios, Zion, and Zion, where he makes a very fundamental ha'ara, which I think is going to be very important for us, Lamaisa. It relates to Zion and Zion. It's Zion in the crazy and in the placey. And it relates to Josh's ha'ara that we made last week about synthetic hamburgers. A lot of these manufactured items today. Do you have to worry about Maris Ayin, about, you know, fake meat or fake milk? So Crazy Placey says something amazing. He says, look, the only Isser of Maris Ayin is when it comes to things which are they themselves the same shame. Meaning, he says, Cholav Shkedim, I have to tell you a secret, that's not Cholav. You said that it's Cholav, you call it Cholav, but it's not actually Cholav. So you don't have the real din of Maris Ayin. He says, I'll give you an example. He says, let's say you have dark red wine.
Blood.
Do you have to say, that's dark red wine? Oh, it looks like blood. It's also B'tam Maris Ayin. He says, no. And similarly, he says,
so
in the... No, he's coming to Mekel on Chol of Shkedim. He's trying to say, why is the Ramah Mekel here on Chol of Shkedim? He says, because you can't really say there's a din of Maris Ayin on Chol of Shkedim. Because he says then, he says...
Even Basar?
That's not Gishmak, because it's not about the...
One second. So he says... He quotes in the place, he says, Va'omru hativiyim. The scientists say, Yesh harba yirakos asher yidmu lishratzim. He says, there are a lot of vegetables that look like bugs. He says, Va'af atotzei va'osor la'achila delo yitu bishratzim v'nishtaka adavar. V'lachein ein lezeh shorish va'anaf. V'dai leser b'besar behema v'lo leser b'besar of. Moshe v'saroso emes. He says, look, the truth is you shouldn't even say maris ayin on cholav shkedim with basar behema, because you can't invent maris ayin just because two things look like each other. They have to have the same shame. And his riot to this is, the reason why this comes up, and this is going to segue us into an amazing lumdish point, is that the origins of this come from Yoredeya Simen Samach Vav Seif Tes. Dam dogim aval pishu mutter im kovso bekli asum yishumar sa'ayin lafichach im nikar shumi dogim kagon sheish bo kaskasim mutter. Says the placey, he says, look at that simen. There, if you have dam dogim, it's asum yishumar sa'ayin unless they're collected in a cup, because that dam is dam. It just happens to be there's a gzeres hakasav that fish blood is not the same halachically as flesh blood. Or similarly, he says, Cholav Isha. Cholav Isha is called Cholav. So you're going to have to worry about Marasayan.
So is Cholav Shkedim.
But that's his point. Cholav Shkedim is not Cholav. He says, Cholav Shkedim is, quote, May Peros Mohel Shkedim. Just, and this, by the way, it's fascinating. This will make for a great shiur in the community. There's a big push now, I heard this on the radio, from the dairy companies not to allow almond milk products to be called milk. They say it's not milk. Milk is milk, and almond extract, almond juice, is not milk.
So awesome ha'ara.
So he says that's why in a hanami, marasayin is only when you have two things that have a shame that are related to each other, you can invoke marasayin. He says, otherwise, ein ladover sof. So this is so interesting now. You think about this for, you know, Josh Ashir about the synthetic burgers. Do you say there's marasayin on a synthetic burger that's made from, you know, soybeans? So maybe you could say, this. I'm just leaving it as a question, maybe you could say, ma pitom. You don't have to worry about marasayin about a hamburger that's made out of soy, because soy is not meat.
So that's,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's related to this. It's related to this. I'm just watching the clock, so if it's very brief, yes.
I'm saying, it seems like it's a very simple point. I think it's going to be a lambda or the issues of
Marzai. Okay, so that, very good. So that's going to bring us to the next point, which is the, if you look in the Prichadash, she has a fundamental yesod. Prichadash says, this is in addition to the three horrors that we made until now, that when it comes to a drabbanon, nachlas tzvi based on Tosfos says that there's no iser b'chad v'chadarim. Number two, there's a trade drabbanon to keep in mind. And number three, you never have marasayin when it's a different shame, according to the great Suplesi. But now, the yesod of the Prichadash here in Pei Zayin, in O Zayin, is ein lanu l'chadish gzeros of marasayin batzmenu. We don't invent... This is the Prichadash in O Zayin. We don't invent Maris Ayin, Takanas or Gzeiros or institutions beyond what it says in the Gemara. So, Bizman Azeh, maybe you could come up with some product that looks similar to something else, but if it didn't appear in the Gemara, so perhaps then you would also not say there is a din of Maris Ayin. And that combined with the crazy place is something interesting to think about. And Rav Avadya also quotes in that same shir about erasing. So I want to end this Maris Ayin with one more ha'ara. I heard this ha'ara from Rav Miller when we learned Yoredeya, but I also found it in print from Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, the Heiliger Rav Zalman Nechemia, the Gaon, who I had the opportunity personally to learned Shiurim from, both when I was in Keren B'Yavneh and when I was in Grus. I used to go next door to Machon Lev and hear Shiurim. Amazing, amazing. So he has, Rav Zalman Nechemia has an awesome Ara. This appears in a footnote in a Sefer. I think it's called Aruch Mishpat. Mishpat Aruch. I think it's Aruch Mishpat. Which are Shiurim that he gave on Choshen Mishpat in the Yeshiva in Kedumim. And he has a footnote here talking about something else totally unrelated. But he says, I'm going to make a ha'ara here, which will address, you know, the discussion here is about Anita and the begadim that she's wearing for Big Day Nidus and Lifnei Iver, etc. He says, with my ha'ara, you could be miyashiv the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger on our Ramah. What's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger? Rabbi Kiva Eger, there in Samach Vav, in Dibra Maskel, Kagon Sheish Bo Kaskasim, he says, wait a second. Here, where do you have to put the fish guts? In the blood. And he quotes it says it's mashma from the Gemara and a Toseft and a Tosfos that when it comes to blood from a human being, dam mahal cheshnayim, kaskasim doesn't work. So he says, why not? The Ramah says later on that you can put shkedim next to it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, wait a minute, mashma dahacha shari laniach etzlo kaskasim. Interesting. Dam shibishlo is derabbanon and stami labasar of. So even dam shibishlo you should allow kaskasim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't leave it as a tzarachin. He doesn't say kasha, but it sounds like he's asking, why is it that in the case of the dam, in the dam al cheshtayim, he quotes that it wouldn't help, and in the case of the actual dam, it needs to be inside, and over here, it has to be outside. So Rizam al-Khemya has a yesod. And whether or not this yesod, you know, everybody will agree to this yesod in our context, it's an awesome yesod, and it's true bechlal in Shas, that there are two different concepts. This could also be a great independent shiur for a lot of different contexts. There are two independent concepts in halacha that are related but not identical. The first one is based on a mission in Shkolim, which is called V'yisem Nikiyim. That if you're a kohen, you're going in to do the Trumas HaLishka, you should not have pockets in your pants, because people are going to think, God forbid, you stuck your hand in the Trumas HaLishka and you stole some money. V'yisem Nikiyim. That's the first idea, and it's called Chashad. Not the same as Maris Ayin. The person who went into the Trumas HaLishka, does anybody think that it's mutter to steal because they saw him go in with pockets? No. It's just that they think that he's not following the halacha. It's not they're not going to get confused. I'll give you another example of this. The Gemara says in Shabbos.
You mean they're not going to think it's mutter?
Yeah, no one's going to think it's mutter. A person, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chotzer sheish lo shnei psachim on Chanukah. Right? You have a corner lot, two streets, they converge the perpendicular at the corner, you're the corner lot. You have one house door that faces one street and the other house that faces the other. So the Gemara says what?
Two menorahs.
Why? Mipnei chashad. Is that pshat that, oh, someone's going to drive by your house and think, oh, there's no mitzvah of Chanukah licht? No. They're just going to think that you're an eiswarf, that you didn't light Chanukah licht. That is totally different, says Rav Zalman Nechemia, than Marisayin. Marisayin are things that apply, that are specifically assured by Chazal. That includes the hanging the washed garments on Shabbos. Those things are assur, even Bitsina, even Bechadri Chadarim. But something which is only Bidin V'yisem Nikiyim, only Mipnei HaChashad, that's not assur. Betzina, Chazal never answered that. So with that, he suggests you could use the answer for the Ramah. That what? That when you have Dam Dagim, that's actual Maris Ayin that Chazal answered. So you need to put Kaskasim inside of it. only if the kaskasim are in it. But to put external kaskasim in dam dagim or in dam adam, that doesn't help. But according to, but the chalev, the chol of shkedim, chachamim never asked that. That's really only v'yisim nikiyim. And because of that, any patent you're going to do is going to be enough. And he says that's how the, with that you can be miyashiv. The poskim say how in Hilchos Shechita, if you have a ben pekua, shehifris, dino shetzar shechita mishum maris ayin, and you're mevarich. Wait a minute. If you light a second Chanukah licht on the second street, the Chayodim says, the Shev Sachem, you don't make a bracha on that. Why not? The answer is, it's only chashad. Says Rav Zalman Chemia, what's the difference? Why do you make a bracha on the Shechit of a Ben Pekua, but you don't make a bracha on the Halakas Nerus? So the answer is that if it's only a chashad, if it's only v'yisim nikiyim, so it's not roy for a bracha, it's not a takanas chazal. It's actually similar in a certain sense to the argument of the Pri Chodesh that only that which chazal defined as maris ayin, that's a takanas chazal. If it's a takanas chazal, it applies b'chadri chadarim, and you're also going to make a bracha on it. It also won't help for you to come up with a patent. For you to come up with a sign next door doesn't help. It has to be organic, at least according to the way that Rebbe Kiveger understands it. Obviously, the Rama would perhaps see this differently. And then the last nafkamina would be, as Ramil pointed out, you know, how strong is this takana? How could you be moderate? If it's real maris ayin, takanas chazal, you need minyan achal hatiro. But if it's just chashad, if it's just contextual, so then if today, when people light inside, so does anybody today light two menorahs if they have a side door and a back door? So perhaps since it's only b'nei chashad and people are lighting inside, so there's no requirement. So anyway, just to bring it together, this is if you want to see it inside, I can Xerox it for you. This is in page 423, footnote 34, in the Biurei HaMishpat of Rav Zalman Chemia. Yeah. I think this, I forget the name of the sefer. I think it was Aruch Mishpat. This is on page 423.
Probably a verb, right?
I don't remember. I have to check it again. I printed it out from Otzra Chachma, but I didn't write down the name of the sefer. And it's in page 423, footnote 34. Okay. We only have a few minutes left, and we have more to cover. So let's keep moving. That's in terms of the dinim of Maris Ayin. Now you're going to apply all these klalim elsewhere. Dalit, also levashel b'chol of isha of nei Maris Ayin. So this makes sense. Chol of isha, it's chol of, and you're cooking basar in chol of isha. V'im nafal etoch hatavshil, v'ein tzarech shir. V'ramo adds, hagav, v'nir lefi zed, d'kol shekein to also levashel chatchila b'chol of temeya, u basar temeya b'chol of tohora. V'davka b'basar Behema, Abu Ba'ov Drabanan Ein Lachash. Again, consistent with what he said a minute ago. So the Shach says, I don't understand. Why over here does the Rama say that it's Aser to cook B'chol of Temeya, but the Shulchan Aruch back in Gimel said it's Mutar B'Bishol? So the Rama says there's Maris Ayin. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch think there's Maris Ayin to cook horse meat in regular milk? So the Shach gives you three answers. Answer number one is, you're right. The Shulchan Aruch was only talking about Me'ikar Adin, but ordinarily you would have the restriction of Maris Ayin. By the way, the Shach adds, sometimes we're not worried about Maris Ayin, like L'Refua. So if you're cooking it L'Refua, since it's only a Maris Ayin problem, you don't have to worry about it. The second suggestion the Shach gives is no. Here there's no Maris Ayin. You know why? Because you're only cooking, and the thing is Aser already. You're cooking horse meat. So you don't have to say there's any Maris Ayin. You're cooking something that's Aser anyway. And the third answer he gives is that Basar or Chalav from a tummy animal are Nikar La'ayin, and therefore there's no Chashash Maris Ayin on them. So Shach gives you three answers, and the Be'er Heitev gives another suggestion here. Hey, Beitzim HaNimtzoim Ba'ofos Imein Gemuros. So we saw there are five or six Shitas in Rishon, and what does it mean, Gemuros? The Shulchan Aruch paskins chelmon in addition to chalvon. Alpha pishi murugin and har bigzekamura umutala ochla bchalav avlam einla ela chalmon. If it only has the chalmon, which is the yellow center, and it didn't have the white develop yet, aslav ashal bchalav. Avlam achlam, even though we did see some rishonim who were more mekel, avlam achlam b'fnei atzmo mutal echal acharim gvina ochalav. Vav hamaushan v'hamavusha b'chamitvari, we spoke about in lokan alav v'chein hamavashal basu b'meichalav. Oh, b'chalav mesa, oh b'chalav zachar, oh shabishel dam b'chalav part of in lokan alachilas mishum basu b'chalav. And we saw there were different opinions about what that is. The Shulchan Aruch here says mei chalav is not bas b'chalav, but the Ramah says mei chalav. No, Ramah didn't add it. We saw other Rishonim who said that mei chalav was
the rush.
I think it was the Rush. Yeah, who said that mei chalav is also. It's only mei chalav that mei chalav is nesubit chalav, which is really milchigs. Ramah adds, v'cholav zachar, lo mikri cholav klal, v'im nafal so k'neir shal basar in oser. Aval cholav mesa, u'mei cholav, oser amaychuk mo cholav atzmo. V'afilu b'bishol yin shal esol l'chatchila. So now, I want to conclude with the last couple of minutes with the last series of the chumras of the Ramah. The Ramah here adds several chumras midrabanan, several minhagim of chumras, which he says are chumra ba'alma, and we need to look at each one. He says, first of all, Yesh omrim to oster lachto sarish tachas kedera shol goy. You can't stoke the fire underneath the pot belonging to a goy. Lafi shehim avashlam behem pa'amim cholav, pa'amim basar. Va'amachate tachas kedera sholahem bolidei bishol basar b'cholav. He says, Yesh omrim, there are some say that you have to worry about stoking the fire underneath a pot that belongs to a goy, and therefore the woman, they're talking about a shivcha, this maidservant, she should make sure to have separate pots.
What's in the pot right now?
So, sounds like, well, the Shach points out you have two options. Either basar, or if you're worried that there's basar b'chalav in there, even anything, even vegetables. That is the Shach and Yud Ches. Miu basar lav davka elohu adin shar dvarim. It's based on the Mordechai and Amud Zara. Miu aim is that elochurma ba'alma ve'ein ha'olam nizhar kizet. Shach says people are not careful about this. The question is why not? So the Aruch HaShulchan says in Laman Aleph, he says, you know why people aren't so careful about this?
About both.
Meaning people are not so careful. They let the shvachos they use. This is in the Shach in Yud Ches. It says the minhag is not to be machmer on this, and the Aruch HaShulchan is in Laman Aleph. So he says, number one, maybe ein bishol achar bishol in basar b'chalav. That's number one. Number two, like we mentioned from the Sif Sei Das here in Yud Ches, when it comes to basar b'chalav that's balua already, there's no iser bishol on that. And then the Darkei Tshuva in Pei Vav adds a couple of other considerations. Number one, maybe the goy never cooked in this pot. And then he says, maybe the pot was ben yomo, maybe it wasn't. In general, we like to assume stam kelim ein ben yomo. And then he adds one more, which is we always say, how much are you mishire in a pot? Kedei kulo. If the pot is the volume of 10 units, you have to be Mishire. 10 units, we're Yotzi from that. But the Darkei Tshuva says, but that's only, it's a suffix, that's only a chumrah. But it could be that in this case, when you're stoking the coals, maybe nothing is going to come out. Maybe whatever is going to come out is going to be less than shishim than what you have in the pot. We're always machmir to be Mishire Kedei Kulo, but all of these things together, they can explain why people are not machmir. That's number one. Case number two, the Ramah adds, Od kasvu de'ein la'arev ma'im she'idichu b'hem kli basar im ma'im she'idichu b'hem kli chalav v'lita l'flei behemet ha'asrim b'hana. So, you don't have to worry so much about that. Why not? Because in your test, the Shach says that's only if they were actually cooked together in boiling hot water the first time in a kli rishon. If you just have water with some milk in it, that's cold. And then water with some basar, so if all of that was never cooked together, so it's not asur bahana. If you're just mixing milk water and meat water, you could put that in front of your behema. And adds the Aruch HaShulchan, you have to say there was mamashus of basar and chalav in this water. And then the Rambam goes on to the last case of the kli she'osem bo ma'am l'chafif ha'sarosh, ein l'shamish bo, v'osen osem e'if shal hakir v'gilo su l'hisar v'basar, v'lachein yesh l'esar gam l'shtamish ha'kedera shal ha'tanur shal v'sachorev. So here too, if you look in the where was it?
The Shach says that the shampoo itself is okay.
And the Shach and Chav. Ain unanimi gufa iser. So here too you have all of these sfeikos. These are big chiddush. You have to figure out exactly which component of this actually creates the basar b'chalav and what's being used. But I wanted to end with one comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Yud Daled, which is super important. We've covered today, I know, a lot of topics, and it's been a lengthy chabura. But this last ta'ara is mamish sensational.
Os
Yud Daled, machlokas taz Rabbi Kiva Eger. A Hilchos Shabbos topic, great, great Shas topic. Of Suffolk Psik Reisha L'Sha'avar. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Oh, everyone's getting geschmack out of this. We've got to finish strong. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Wait a minute. If somebody is stoking underneath the pot, I don't know if there's basar b'chalav in there. I'm not intending to cook what's in there. So it's a davar she'eino miskaven. And it's not a Psik Reisha. Because maybe the goy didn't cook anything in there in the first place. So first of all, if you look in the Darkei Tshuva in Peites, he actually wonders. He wonders. Well, I think it's Peites. Yeah, he says, look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. But it's interesting. He quotes. Some who maybe suggest that maybe know that in this case the person, when they are stoking the coals, they are being mechavein to cook, and maybe they're being mechavein to cook with the taste. It's not so clear. Ayin sham in this Darkei Tshuva. But leaving the Darkei Tshuva aside for a second, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't get it. Why don't you say that it's a davar she'eino miskaven with a suffik? It's not a psik reisha. So first he quotes the machlokas between Tosfos and the Aruch about whether psik reisha lo nichalei is mutar or asur. But then he says, maybe not, maybe a different vort. When do you say that a psik reisha is a question of doubt, is a suffik? When do you say that it's not called a psik reisha? That's moving forward in the future. Right? A person is going to drag the bench. And as they drag the bench, they may or may not cause a hole to be dug in the ground. They may or may not violate the malacha of choresh or boneh.
But if you're not sure if there's a bug in your bar, and you're going to do the sun, the question is it in there or not? Though.
Exactly. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when you're talking about mikanu lahaba, moving forward, so that's where we say that's not called a psik reisha. But if it's a question of what already exists, closing the box and you're not sure if there are flies in there, so then that's what we would call suffik psik reisha l'sha'avar, and that would be just a suffik on a psik reisha. However, he quotes the Taz, and the Taz says, quote, closing a box and we're not sure if there are flies in it, he says, oh, that's davar she'eino miskaven. And maybe there are, even though it's a psik reisha, maybe there are no zvuvin v'lo havei psik reisha. So what do you see from the Taz? You see that according to the Taz, What's the din? Exactly. The definition of psik reisha is not just moving forward, but even l'sha'avar, if you're not guaranteed, l'sha'avar also constitutes a non-psik reisha, and therefore would be mutter. So therefore, you're going to have to give a teretz why, according to the Taz, it would be problematic to stoke the coals here, because here too you would say, hey, it's the davar she'eino miskaven, and it's not a psik reisha. So perhaps for that, you'll go back to this question that the Darkei Tshuva raises, is it really a davar she'eino miskaven? Why are you stoking it? You're stoking it because you want to get the heat going, which you want to cook the food item, etc., etc. So, ayin shum to answer this kasha from Ki Vega, but this is a major lamda shahara about the nature of psik reisha, of the guarantee, whether it's only forward-looking, like the case of the dragging the bench, or it also includes something that is, in the reverse as well.